The Chavit Lavomers, in the Psicha, he says, Imu Boiteach Berev Oshra, Yukach Mimenu Ha'ishir, V'yavar Lideachim. Somebody that's Boiteach in his wealth, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away from him and give it to somebody else. K'moy Shomer HaKosev, Oshra Yishkav, the wealthy fellow goes to sleep at night, Vlo Yosef, and he didn't die, and nevertheless, Enoch Bekachvin, and he wakes up in the morning and his money is gone. I heard in the 2008 meltdown, financial meltdown, about somebody actually, no, I was actually at his house collecting many a year ago, but for when I was in Long Beach. But I know a number of his children. I heard that he lost $400 million in one night. That means he went to sleep and he woke up. He opened his eyes. Enof pikach ve'enenu. I mean, somebody that has $400 million to lose, that's also like a different realm. But the very possibility that he woke up in the morning and he's down $400 million. V'nemer al tiga la'ashim ibinos l'chadal. Says, don't wear yourself out trying to make money, and don't rely on your vino. V'nemer hisoy f'necha boi ve'enenu. A person could blink their eyes and the money's gone. Somebody that cheats and he makes his money through fraudulent ways, then he'll lose the money halfway through his life. Sometimes a person will have money and he still won't be able to use it. Sometimes they'll freeze a person's assets and he has tons of money and nothing is liquid, nothing, he can't use any of the money. And that's also not so uncommon. I know a number of people in that situation, that they were in that situation. They had a court case against them and that's it. If all the money is questionable, because maybe the money was made through questionable fraudulent ways, and therefore they freeze all the assets, and they don't have somebody that was fabulously wealthy, and he probably can't put bread on his, even though he could lose the money, he just can't use it, and it sits around till somebody goes to somebody else. Sometimes a Russia, Asia's turn is her office. She was the king, the wife of the king, of the emperor, basically. And all the money that came, it all went at the end of the day, the Gemara says, to Rabbi Akiva. She was Mizgayer, and that was one of the ways that Rabbi Akiva became wealthy. Is because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into their minds to gather all the wealth. And where did all that wealth go at the end of the day? It went to Tzadik, to Latoyiv Lefnei Elokim. V'nemer Zechilek Adam Rosho. Sometimes a person will gather money like it's dirt. He's stockpiling it. And he will prepare clothing like the amount of material that there is in the world. We'll prepare it. Who's going to wear it at the end of the day? Tzadik Yilbash. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush Mishnah, it's well known Rambam, he writes that. Why is it? A basic question he asks. It's very kedai to go through this Rambam. A lot of big yisaidis. One of the things that he asks is, if the whole purpose of the world is for people to gain chokhmah and chokhmah salikim and wisdom, so why are there 2 billion people in China that are working in the rice paddies and not spending the time on chokhmah, and 1 billion of them in India, and most of the people in the world are not using their minds for chokhmah, not. So, what's the purpose of all these people? So he gives two answers. The first answer he says is that imagine a person would have to take care of all of his needs by himself. He wouldn't have anybody, he wouldn't have Chinese to take care of it. He wouldn't have his clothing made by, right? He would have to plant the ground, he would have to plow the ground, plant, harvest, just to make some bread. And you'd have to shear sheep, and you'd have to weave, and you'd have to just to make some clothing. And you'd have to cut down lumber to be able to make a house. All the things that you do, when would you ever be able to do anything? The reason why I've spoken with so many people in the world is that all the people that are chachamim will have other people working for them so they can spend their time with chachmah. And he says it's very possible that you'll have somebody that builds a huge palace, and for the purpose that 300 years later, a tzaddik is going to pass by, and he's going to need a rest, and he needs, it's a hot day, and he needs to rest up, and he'll rest in the shade of the palace. It means there was built, and it stood for hundreds of years, the Taj Mahal in India. It was built, a beautiful building. Why? Because one time there's going to be, somebody's going to pass by, and he's going to need to use the facilities. And there's a nice building there. Tzaddik is going to come inside and be able to use it. They had the Trans-Asian railroad.
MetLife.
Was laid. All the tracks were laid, and it was used, out of, they say, one time, a few times. And basically it was used for the mirrors to get out of, that's why the mirrors took the train through Asia. And supposedly there was a huge shul in China that was built by, in Shanghai, that was built by some person, I don't know, 50 years before they came, with just the right amount of seats. Punked why they built in some far-flung place, a huge shul, who's there, Mahal. Because when the yidden come, that's what it's, but in Echanam, everything is made. It could be that there's hundreds of people, thousands of people working for years on end, for 1 year, that he should be able to, or maybe 400, Mirat Amidim, whoever it is, that they should be able to enjoy it. So it's very possible that a person will work and will gather money, v'chulu, and all the things that he has, and who's going to go to at the end of the day? It'll go to somebody that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Mitochin gam shehamomen hagurim shel ros v'avda nafshi. Very often, a person gains so much money, and that's what causes his downfall. How many people, they did, as far as I heard, that they did a study on people that won the lottery. And most of the people ruined their lives afterwards. The ones that made big, now we're not talking that made 50 bucks in the pies over here. You know, the guys that made the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, they ruined their lives. The money was there and it caused them to ruin their lives. A person is b'teach on his, he has the money, it could be that it's for his downfall. Some people think there's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take away the money for them. There's somebody came to the Chofetz Chaim. He told the Chofetz Chaim, he says, I have such a diversified portfolio that I own forests, lumber forests in this place, and I'm invested in this factory over here, and there's no way that a Kaddish Baruch Hu can make me poor. He said, there's no way. There's no way that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could take away all the money from me. I have such a diversified portfolio. The Chofetz Chaim answered him, he says, I'm glad I disagree with you. I think he probably could. But he says, even on Niach, that he can't take away the money from you, he could take away you from the money. So, very good that it's in a Hanami. Maybe that's not the... Right? There's a story with Eliyahu HaNavi that he went with one of the Amoraim, Shuma Levi, that... and he went around to different places and said, I'll take you around, you can't ask any questions. And he says, okay. And he goes and he stays over by somebody's house at night. And very poor family, wife, and all they have is a cow. And the cow gives them milk in the morning and gives them cheese, and that's what they have. The kitzer, they went out of their way, they got some straw for them, and they give them a little bit of food. And the kitzer, he wakes them in the morning, and Eliyahu HaNavi kills the cow. And he says, what's going on over here? What are you doing, these people? No question. And he goes on. Kitzer, at the end of the day, he says, okay, Ad Kan, Yesh Gvul, what's going on? So he says, well, the first people that we stayed by at night, so really the wife was supposed to die. But after the mitzvah that they did, we were able to mitigate it. Instead, we took the cow instead of the wife. Sometimes the person loses their money instead of their life. If a person can't lose his money because he has such a diversified portfolio, so it could be gufa for because of that, the oisher shomer lebalav l'ra'asli, he has no way out. A person can only be free of worry unless he's b'teach b'kadosh baruch hu. Because there's no way to be b'teach in anything else. A person can never know if he's going to have money. A person can never, there's never any guarantee that a person is going to have. Sometimes a person, very often this happens in work, there's the hierarchy in the work, and you always want to look up to the people that are in the hierarchy, because you want to move ahead, you want to climb the ladder, and you want to get up, and you want to get a raise, so you have to be very careful with what you say, and you have to flatter and really butter up the boss and Mechulu. And anything that they're doing wrong, you can't say, because if you're going to say something wrong, so then they're not going to give you the raise. So then you're be'etzem, you're pinning your hopes on them. And at the end of the day, in a chanami, you might end up without a... You might end up without the raise. You might end up, who knows what. The Yitzapel Ezra's Bnei Yadim. You can't wait and hope for the hope of people, that people will help you. A person who's not worried about saying something that maybe somebody's not going to be happy with me. Maybe somebody's going to fire me. Maybe, obviously, don't be a fool. Don't do something which is suicide. But something which has to get said, then a person should say it. It's not proper what's going on in the work. And you say what has to get said. And there's many people that didn't do anything wrong and they got fired. And there's many people that did things wrong and they didn't get fired. And so all the mindset at the end of the day, all up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And being boiteach in people is a surefire way not to be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not for success, he's saying. You should do as much as you could not to need people's favors. Because if you're going to be simch on their favors, so then you're going to have to honor them. What's going to be? Look what this guy gave for me. Look what this guy did for me. I have to honor him. I have to give him. You're going to be busy with that. The Novi says, I'm not worried about what anybody says. I say what has to get said. I tell people they're doing things wrong. And I'm not worried anybody's going to do anything to me. Don't be scared of people. Don't be worried. Many psukim that show the same yisori that the Nevi'im, Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Nevi'im, don't worry about people. You don't have to be worried about what people are going to say to you. You don't have to worry that people are going to throw you into the dungeon. You don't have to worry about, you do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from you, and don't rely on people. Don't be scared that people aren't going to be happy with you. People are going to be, a person that does, there's no way that a person does the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's going to lose out. As opposed to somebody who, that's it, I'll put the Ribbono Shel Olam on the side, I'll be b'teich on people, I'll hope for the best. By being b'teich on people, then Ashrei Shekel Yaakov, Al Tivtechu B'Nedivim Ben Adom Shein Lechua, Teitzei Rucho Yeshuv La'Admasai, Bayei Mahu, Avdur Shnei Nesov.